Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
America spoke loud and clear. The vote marked the end of the Clinton crime family. The vote signaled to the world that our country is done being weak on trade, rudderless on foreign policy. Trump should keep his promise and investigate the Clintons. If convicted, Hillary Clinton needs to do some jail time. I would even settle for house arrest. Either way, it would go a long way toward repairing the rule of law. With more scandals under their belt than any other American political organization in history, the Clintons have a lot to answer for. And while at it, find out who did what in Benghazi. The families of our fallen heroes deserve to know. We have never had a business tycoon for president, and that is the topic of today's community comment. It's exciting. Here's what it means for you. Trump will treat the presidency like a business. He will delegate specific missions to his managers with clear goals. He won't take long, lavish vacations. His announcements and actions will appear hard and sometimes even savage, with the same passion you use to, well, start a business. Businessmen are fueled by their accomplishments, the hardest critic being yourself. While the average politician watches polling, media pundits, and donations, a President Trump will have a daily to-do list, stated goals that are altered often, high standards that demand the best effort, as well as systems to maximize accomplishment and conserve time. For the business savvy, conserving time is the greatest accomplishment. It is the reason rich people buy private jets, not because they want to impress their friends, but because they can save immense sections of time getting to where they need to be. You won't see Trump poring over all of Obama's executive orders looking for things to cut. Instead, he will, hopefully, work with the likes of the Cato Institute and the Heritage Foundation, forging an advisory panel that highlights Obama executive orders that need to be overturned. By relying on the experts to compile the list of bad policies, Trump can save a lot of time reversing and cutting down Obama's legacy. And that brings us to the confidence that comes from bringing in the best to solve your problems. For example, it's tempting to make Ben Carson the Surgeon General, but he would be much better leading that panel, taking a scalpel to the Leviathan, the tangled mess of regulation that has killed our economy. Business tycoons understand the need to declare bankruptcy and reorganize bad businesses. I hope Trump permanently cuts the departments of education, of labor, of health, and housing and urban development. All are completely useless, and their removal would return power to the states. Guys like Trump look at the world through abundance, not scarcity, understanding that cutting taxes leads to investments and growth. Forget the silliness of diversity. We have a really big country, so when Trump chooses the best person for the job, you will end up with a mix of men and women of different colors and experiences. The last 8 years were rough for those of us that dream big, who work hard, and that strive toward excellence every day. Obama destroyed healthcare, fueled racial tensions to the max, and bears responsibility for the spread of the barbaric ISIS. Maybe the only person that can clean up this mess is a business tycoon with the skill set to solve multiple problems at a time. This is Anthony Mantova.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.